Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Logan Cruz back with another episode of the Dopamine Fast, and today we're diving into something super important. Creating a home environment that actually supports your mental health. Ever feel like you walk into your house after a long day and it just adds to the stress instead of being a sanctuary? You know that feeling when your space feels cluttered, chaotic, or just plain draining? We all want our homes to be our safe havens, right? But here's the thing. Sometimes we don't realize how much our surroundings impact our mental well-being. It's like this. Think about a favorite restaurant. The lighting, the music, even the smell of freshly baked bread can instantly put you in a good mood, right? Well, your home should be doing the same for you. So let's break down 5 key takeaways to transform your house into a mental wellness haven. First up, declutter like your life depends on it. I'm not saying you have to become Marie Kondo overnight, but seriously, clutter can wreak havoc on our minds. It creates visual noise and makes us feel overwhelmed. Ever notice how hard it is to focus when your desk is piled high? That's because our brains are wired to prioritize dealing with immediate threats, and a cluttered space triggers that fight-or-flight response, even if it's just a pile of laundry. Next up, let there be light. Natural light is like magic for our mood. It helps regulate our circadian rhythm, boosts serotonin production, that feel-good hormone, and makes us feel more energized. So, open those blinds, ditch the heavy curtains, and let the sunshine in. If natural light isn't an option, invest in some good quality lamps that mimic daylight. Your brain will thank you. Now, let's talk about sound. Think of it like this. Your ears are constantly processing information, even when you're not consciously aware of it. So, what's bombarding your ears at home? Is it a constant stream of notifications, the hum of appliances, or maybe even just traffic noise seeping in? Try to create a calming soundscape with some soothing music, nature sounds, or white noise. You can find tons of free options online. Seriously, there's an app for that. Speaking of apps, let's talk about our digital detox zone. Our phones and computers are amazing tools, but they can also be super distracting and drain our mental energy. Create a designated space in your home, maybe a corner of your bedroom or living room, where you unplug completely. This is your sanctuary for reading, meditating, journaling, or simply just being present. And lastly, don't underestimate the power of scent. Certain smells can have a profound effect on our mood and emotions. Think about the aroma of fresh-baked cookies. It instantly brings back warm memories and makes us feel happy. Use essential oils, scented candles, safely, or even just fresh flowers to create a calming and inviting atmosphere in your home. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She used to have this tiny apartment that felt cramped and chaotic. It was like her energy was mirrored in the space. But then she decided to declutter, rearrange her furniture, and let in more natural light. She even got a diffuser with some lavender essential oil, which, by the way, is amazing for relaxation. Now, Sarah's apartment feels like a true oasis, calm, inviting, and just plain peaceful. She even told me she sleeps better and feels less stressed just being in her own space. So there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to transform your home into a mental wellness haven. Remember, your environment has a huge impact on your well-being. So, take action today. Declutter, let the light shine in, create a calming soundscape, unplug from your devices regularly, and fill your space with scents that uplift you. Listen, if I can turn my life around by getting real about the things that matter, like having a clean bathroom and knowing where all my socks are, you can too. Your mental health is worth it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here, folks, and I want to hear your stories. Until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and keep that dopamine fast going strong. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.